Yo, all right. So,
we're live.
Finally,
man.
First damn podcast. How you feeling?
Oh, feeling good, man. Feeling good.
I'm slightly nervous. I am. I'm not.
Anyways, first things first. Introductions.
Yeah.
Introductions.
So, all right. Well, first thing, I'm ill. So, apologies in advance that I sound like utter shit.
Nothing new.
I'm Sharif. You are?
And it's AJ. AJ here. Yeah.
Damn straight. Well, so, the hell is in the news lately is freaking...
online news. Yeah,
online. Exactly. It's,
so, the big thing. KSI, yeah. Logan Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Freaking hell. Isn't it? Well, that's some shit,
crazy,
man.
It's crazy.
When did it all start off? It started off with Jobella and KSI. They freaking they went head to head,
and
that was some crazy shit right there.
But you know what I don't get? But recently I've been watching some videos. Yeah,
go on.
On YouTube on KSI. He's been talking like shit. You know, he's been saying that he destroyed Joella. He didn't destroy Joella.
Yeah, to be honest though, he didn't destroy him, but he showed, I wouldn't say all of his capability, but he showed what he's capable of. Yeah. So we know he's a damn threat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He keeps saying he destroyed Joella, but I just think that's based on confidence, because that's who he is as a person. You know what I mean?
Obviously, that's his habitat.
I mean, he has 19 you know I mean? Million going on 20 million subscribers on YouTube.
That's his habitat, man.
Exactly.
He likes that.
He thrives on it. When people cheer him on, people saying that you're doing good shit, obviously you're going to thrive on that stuff. And then when he had people, his fans cheering him on in the damn fight, he did well. So well, he won that fight.
Yeah, he did. Then, I mean, it was marginal though. It wasn't like, you know, KO.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, third round KO.
Fucking
Joe couldn't take anymore now.
He is
handy. But anyways, Joe's in the past, yeah. Let's talk about the present and the future.
We have to start off because at the end of that fight, True Jordy came in and he goes, you're gonna call out somebody to KSI, and he goes, yeah, Logan Paul. And
then all the Pauls, bro, he went for his dad.
He went for fucking all of them, right?
Initially
he went for Jake, and Jake was like, nah, fuck that.
Nah, I'll be honest though, Jake compared to Deji, Jake's looks like a beast, you know. Deji's gotta have, I mean, this is obviously undercard fights, man. I mean, you've got like so many people.
We have Ali and Jay, so that's Anaison Gibb and TGFJ. We have a hell of a lot of other fights.
Halal Ham versus Drizzy Jeremy.
Yeah,
that's gonna be decent. I mean, come on, look at the physique.
You have Jake Paul, Deji, that's like a main kind of fight, and then you have KSI Logan Paul, which is like the main event. So then there's KSI Logan Paul.
Let's talk about attributes now. What do you think Logan Paul has that KSI doesn't?
Well, see, here's the thing. We know that Logan Paul is taller.
Yes.
He's got the height. He's got the reach. Right? He has the wrestling background, which personally, I think it has its pros and cons, because as a wrestler, you have your natural foot abilities, because they're going to come in handy. Like, especially boxing, you're going to need a firm ground, and that's where you build from. Do you know what I mean?
But I should tell you one thing.
Because your footwork in boxing is important.
Yeah, but boxing and wrestling is
obviously two different worlds.
It's like telling a fish to fly.
Fish
can be amazing at swimming.
Flying, you know what I mean?
There you go.
But I mean, that footwork is definitely going to come into play.
100%.
And then, 100%. But like you said, the boxing and wrestling are two different worlds. They're totally different. I mean,
In terms of physique, so, I mean, KSI's got that stronger core. He's got that, you know, that bulkier look.
Yeah.
Do you remember how he was?
He was a fat bastard. He had man boobs, and he trained himself for the Joella fight, man. And he looks the part.
I think that's what you know separates KSI from Logan Paul.
Exactly.
Is the fact that Logan Paul thinks he can win.
Yeah.
Well, Logan Paul
thinks he can win.
But then
JJ has won.
Yeah, he's won the mental game, to be honest.
Exactly, he's won the mental game.
Easily. I mean, in the last press conference, I mean, come on, man, what was that, man? You know what, he won, he was about to cry, he walked off. Obviously, you know, JJ chat some shit.
Yeah,
I think if you're
going to be a man, at least try and say something, regardless if you're going to get shot down.
No, man, it's got nothing to do with being a man, it's about being a boxer, man. He let JJ get into his head,
but either way, there you go, but still, you just got to take it on the chin. But I think it just... Remember in the LA conference when JJ was... He was just like talking normally. Man came up to him, took off the wig and ripped off his bandana.
Yeah, that's a bit too far.
It got into his head as well.
The thing is, you can't expect, you know, to go against KSI like that and then expect nothing to happen in return.
Exactly.
That's stupid. But like, yeah. I said, my UK crowd fucking savage, man. They gonna know what going
on. Yeah, Logan didn't expect
when it comes
the
to the
UK
fight,
crowd.
They gonna know. They gonna know what
exactly.
Day is.
Fully. What do you think on the Deji and Jake fight?
You know what, man? I mean, you know how Vidal was talking. Vidal was saying the stuff that Deji does that his brother don't do.
Mm.
Now that's...
This was on the True Jordy podcast. So that's the True Jordy Riley.
Yeah, guys, you can check that out if you want to. You know, obviously
that
after
was,
this podcast.
You know what? Legit, but, that was a fucking amazing podcast. That was one of the best podcasts I listened to. I don't know about you.
It was decent.
But I like, that was one I focused on. I didn't, you know, like normally you kind of skip through and you kind of get the brief gist of what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. I listened to this fully and I thoroughly enjoyed that.
You know what? It makes you involved, man. It gets you hyped for it.
Yeah.
It gets you hyped for it, man.
I mean, especially the fact that he's now, you know, with the Mayweathers. Mm, I mean, 100%. That's a freaking big deal. Do you know what I mean?
He's training in their gym, you know, he's getting the top class, you know.
He signed a contract, well, either he has or he's about to sign a contract with them. He's going pro. That's some crazy stuff, you know what I mean?
I mean, going pro, I think that's a bit of, you know, biting off more than you can chew type situation because, you know, people who've gone pro, they've been doing this. Like, look at Vidal, man. He was in amateurs, not too long ago.
Freaking the number four in the world and he fucking treated him like a child.
You know, smashed it. But what I'm trying to say is he's had all of that, you know, experience under his belt and it's only recently that he's gone, like, you know,
He's only 20,
but he's been fighting since like 15 years ago he began.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When he was 5, man.
Mm.
But you know, KSI
is like 2 years.
2 years, man.
But even but then, obviously, you learn a lot, obviously.
Obviously, you know, quantity doesn't compare to quality all the time. So you know what? His training that he's had in 2 years.
But I reckon you've had such an experienced person like Vidal that you're gonna learn so much.
Yeah.
Plus them two are close.
Yeah,
you're gonna learn the tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn everything off Vidal. And Vidal's that type of fighter where it's you're in it to win it, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Right? So where Logan's come from, this kind of shitty, I'm gonna say athletic background. I mean, I'm not taking away that it's not an athletic background, but compared to boxing,
you know,
wrestling is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not gonna freaking grapple him to the ground.
Mm.
It's just using your feet and using your hands.
I mean, if it was in that case, I mean, we've seen footage of Logan in that situation, and he's done well in those predicaments.
Yeah.
But this is not the same game.
This is something totally different, and this is where I think Logan is just being low.
I mean, we've drifted, you know. I mean, we went to be talking about JJ Deji and...
Yeah, we just went back. But like...
I mean, they're the main event.
So, I don't know if you watched the True Jordy podcast with Logan Paul and True Jordy. That you could check out as well, guys. But in there, he was talking about the personal front and then the kind of front that he shows to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know that there are two different sides to a person.
Yeah,
what you show and kind of what you hide. And I just think that he's putting out a face that he can't handle.
Yeah. Like, he can't keep it up.
Yeah,
KSI
exactly.
Can keep up. That is KSI.
He's arrogant. He's confident.
Yeah.
He walks the walk and he talks the talk. Proven that already.
There you go. 100%.
And now he's doing that again.
Yeah.
And well, we've seen it before, and I'm sure we're gonna see it again. I'm not denying that this isn't gonna be a good fight, but I think that JJ is probably gonna.
Let's go back a few minutes. Talking about the attributes.
Yeah.
So like, obviously, he's got height. He's got a wrestling background.
Yeah, we'll go to the weight then. We'll go to the weight.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
JJ, and I was watching this in JJ's podcast. He keeps saying that weight is important.
It is important.
But see,
what is force? What is force?
Yeah, exactly. It's weight. You know what I mean?
Mass times acceleration.
That's a bit of physics. Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
man. You know, the more mass you got, man, the harder you go
hit.
Yeah,
but the thing was,
obviously, that's not always true.
Yeah.
In this case.
But the thing was, Vidal said that weight doesn't matter as much as
technique.
No. It doesn't matter as much as kind of JJ makes it out to be.
Right.
Like, it's not really, really, really important. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. 100%.
It's important, don't get me wrong, because...
I mean, everything plays a part.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything plays a part.
But it's not as kind of important as JJ
but
makes it
you know
out
when you have a fight, like, you know the thing when you have a fight is if you got as great a fighter as KSI or...
Yeah.
as Logan Paul, you've got to have something that the other opponent doesn't have,
yeah,
to stand out,
yeah,
to make, you know, to make that first step over the line.
Exactly.
And like, you know, KSI's got like everything Logan Paul has. Logan Paul has everything KSI has.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that,
well, it'll Logan Paul is weight, just it'll bigger. Come down to reach, yeah, just come bigger. Down to height.
I think KSI might get cheeky punch in there. I might actually cheeky hook and kind of, like,
see,
you know.
The thing is, it's funny you say that. In the podcast, Logan was saying he's gonna have the weight. Mm. So if he has the weight, well, obviously
KSI's got speed, man. He's got speed.
Exactly. So if JJ's weighs under Paul, you know, in the weigh-ins, if he weighs less than
there's
Logan
no weigh-ins,
Paul,
there's no set weight for this man.
Well, either way, if he comes in less, yeah, then you know he's going to be quicker, he's going to be in and out.
Yeah.
JJ was saying that at his camp, they've made two plans,
uh-huh,
and that's based on the weight. So if he's more or less than
but
Logan,
you know,
then that's going to be good. That's
recently, trying to dissect some of Logan Paul's footage,
yeah.
I've seen that, you know, when he punches,
yeah.
No, because his arms are so, like, heavy.
Yeah.
He drops his arms.
He does. And that's another interesting thing that JJ is going to be like, oh, yeah.
He'll pick up on that. Did you
watch the face-to-face where JJ would turn around and JJ said to Logan, you're throwing unnecessary punches. And mm-hmm. He literally told him, I mean, the fact that, like, he saw the footage and the footage shows that the blatant weakness. Look at this, right? Vidal has trained for God knows how many years. He's an experienced fighter. Vidal sees that. JJ has trained for 2 years, and if JJ can see that in 2 years and Vidal's learned all of that in 15, imagine what JJ's going to do in the ring. He's going to pick Logan apart in like 2 seconds, and he'll be like, alright, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. JJ's going to be thinking, and JJ said himself, he's going to be thinking in the ring, and I think that is very important.
I think what separates KSI from Logan Paul, Logan Paul, you know, he's going to go in there with a game plan. But the thing is, KSI, he's always adapting. He's always changing.
Exactly.
That's what you've got to compete with.
See, the thing is, Logan says he doesn't have a kind of style of fighting. He's not orthodox. He's not unorthodox. He's not southpaw.
JJ is
constantly adapting because that's how Vidal has taught him to adapt. Do you know what I mean?
But you know, the thing is as well, you know, This is all KSI knows in the sense that Logan Paul's probably done MMA, he's probably done wrestling, he's on boxing now. He knows so many different techniques, but never fear the man who knows 1,000 techniques.
Exactly.
Fear the man who knows one technique, but he's done it 1,000 times, and that's KSI.
Mm, exactly.
That's why I'm putting my money on KSI.
I mean, who wouldn't, to be honest?
Logan has a
good damn chance. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
He's trained.
Yeah, no,
he's got the punches, he's got the reach, he's got the height. Heck, he could probably have the weight. He could probably, we don't know yet.
Seeing the pros and cons right now, it's anyone's game.
It literally is. But obviously, the odds are in JJ's favour.
100%. Yeah,
they really are, though. I mean, they fully are.
I mean, technique and speed, JJ.
Yeah.
Like, you know, having the size, and the size and the power of them, you know.
Then it'd be Logan. I mean,
like, it's anyone's game, man.
Yeah.
It's anyone's game.
But yeah, now on to Deji and Jake. Personally,
let's try not to drift this time.
I'm going to kick this off and I'm going to turn around and say, so I used to really like Deji, right?
He wasn't
just like KSI's younger brother, as people probably
thinks. This is KSI's little brother. Without KSI, there would be no Deji. That's what separates Deji from Logan's brother. From Jay. That's what separates it, because he doesn't want to be known as.
Yeah, he's kind of like under the shadow
KSI's
of Deji
brother.
A little bit.
Yeah, he wants to be known as Deji.
I liked Deji, right? But and then this kind of. The whole Deji and Jake came around,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, so all Deji did, he would just take the piss out of Jake, and that annoyed me.
But that's what happened at the press conference in
New York. No. But he still kept on doing it, and it was such like a childish kind of manner, and I was like, are you serious?
You can't really say that, though. I mean, they're trying to get into each other's heads. I mean, beef is beef at the end of the day.
Yeah, true.
But the way Jake done it, though, every second, Walmart.
No, that was annoying.
Come to the face-to-face, right?
Where Jake was absolutely just chill. Jake was chill, and all Deji kept doing was,
Your face was
annoying.
Yeah.
I would just want to punch you.
And he's like, look at my eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just taking the full piss.
But that's what you've got to do. You've got to plant the
seed.
True,
but at the same time, there's a way of doing it. JJ, he kind of subtly planted
the thing
that
is,
seed.
The thing is, JJ's done it before.
So
you can give him the benefit of the doubt.
True.
I mean, talk is talk. I mean, when it comes to the ring, that's when we'll see.
But Jake definitely, he looks calm. He looks collected.
He looks calm.
He looks like kind of JJ in this.
I feel like if Logan, because they were talking about this. They were talking about Logan, and if Logan and Jake were to have a fight, it would be close. But people are saying that Jake would actually win against Logan.
Probably. Because, I mean, to be honest, I think he would. I think he would.
I mean, that's what I think too. That's what Deji has to watch out because.
Yeah.
I mean.
I think Jake is the more dangerous fighter in this. Like, genuinely, he's a very dangerous fighter. That's what I think. I think Deji is kind of been like Logan at this point. He's put on a face that, or he's bitten off more than he can chew. Let's say that.
No, I don't think so.
I think
Deji is Deji. He is being himself because nobody's seen him in recent videos as well. Like on YouTube, like he's been the same. He's been the same throughout.
I don't know, I think it's bit off more than he can chew in this one. And I think it's kind of going to hit him when he gets to the ring. Maybe. I think he'll handle it, but I'll kind of be like, okay, shit.
He will have that never give up mentality.
Yeah.
I feel like Deji will get knocked down, but he will get back up.
Yeah.
You know, that's what will attract that crowd, you know, to support Deji.
Mm.
That's what separates
Well, we both know that the loser of those matches is going to get verbally fucked.
Man, there's going to be some shit.
For fucking millennia.
There's going to be some shit on his name. There's going to be some shit on his name. But, I mean, look at Joella. I mean, guess what? He's commentating on the
commentating with Trudeau.
And I was surprised to hear that. But that'll be decent.
Yeah, well, he's not having a. See, I watched his video and he did a kind of video with kind of just, you know, talking about the stuff.
He goes, it's not as bad as it seems. It's not as bad as it seems.
And he was just talking about, you know, it's all fine. It's how you lose.
Yeah.
It's how you lose.
It's how you come back from the loss. It's how you come back. You can either, you know, be a little bitch about it, or you can come back as a man.
Yeah,
from it.
Another fight I am very much looking forward to, as much as you are, and I know you
Jay and
Ali. So that's Ace on Gibbon, Jay from TGF. Now,
I tell you, I think Jay is gonna cream Ali because he's a born fighter.
He's fucking crazy.
I'm fucking pumped for it, man.
All right,
I can't wait for that fight.
For this fight, right? So
I think I'm more pumped for that fight than I am. For KSI and Logan Paul.
Ooh,
I think
that's dangerous. That's dangerous. For me personally, I'm gonna start off by saying that I kind of watched Ali and Ace on Gibb. I watched it briefly, and I watched him how he kind of transformed like JJ, how he went from this kind of chubby guy into a toned, ripped kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you saw, but there was a sparring kind of match between Ali and JJ, where Ali tore the shit into him. Do you know what I mean? And that was like some fierce game, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
And that's not even a real fight, man.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Right? And then did you watch Ali's fight? His undercard fight last year.
On the Joella one.
Yeah. No, he fucking battered him, like he fully went.
Oh yeah, he won that one. That's why he's so confident.
Yeah.
When the undercard, when the undercards, when the undercards had their like, you know, their turn at the press conference. Ali was confident, man. He seemed confident against Jay.
I think these two went in, it was like a friendly kind of beef.
Yeah.
It wasn't now, like hatred sort of thing.
But now they've got real beef though. Like they're taking the piss out of each other.
Yeah.
I think that's what's gonna fuel Jay even more.
Definitely. We both watch it, TGF kind of like religiously sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I mean, you know what? It's one of
we
the things,
know
man.
Jay to be like crazy.
He's fucking insane. If he's not shook of putting a microwave on his head and cement then you can't really be scared. I mean, I would suffocate and probably die in that situation. You know
exactly.
Like, I hate tight spaces, but
I'm claustrophobic myself. Who the fuck puts fucking themselves in jello, lets it set,
and then
has to get the fuck out of that jello?
Nah, he's put himself in cement as well. He cemented himself into a bath.
He's fucking skinny dipped into fucking henna.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That was disgusting.
That's disgusting.
What else? But that's the thing.
You know what though? For a pain threshold
is high for him.
Yeah,
really.
He's got a high pain threshold, man.
And I think he'll be able to handle that. I think
that's the one thing. The one thing about boxing, though.
Mm.
I mean, you know what? Training, throwing punches.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
But you gotta be able to take the punches.
Exactly. That's what I don't think.
I think now, Jay. Well, I mean, after fucking punches, everything he's been through, how could he not take a punch?
He can easily take a punch. He's a natural fighter. He's a natural fighter, man.
I mean, now he's going to shape and everything, and he looks the part as well.
He looks the part. That's the main thing. I mean, that's the thing. If you look the part, then you become the part, man.
Exactly. And I think this would be a damn good fight. Definitely.
And his predictions for who do you think?
All right.
Who do you think?
You want to go first or shall I?
I mean, you already know. I have my money in KSI. All
right.
I'm a money on KSI.
Question is, what round?
Oh,
and what you reckon happens?
It's too specific. It's too hard to go into. It's like saying, I'm not saying they're as great as them, but like Muhammad Ali and like Mike Tyson.
Do you know how
it would be in terms of closeness? Like both in their own type of zone, their own atmosphere. It's hard to say, but I'll put my money on KSI though.
What round? No round or just he's gonna win it on cards?
He's gonna probably win it on cards, man.
All right, I reckon. And most likely it probably will be JJ. I think Logan will have a damn good chance.
But the thing is though, you know, if Logan does win, no one's going to be surprised in a sense.
I know exactly what you mean. But here's the thing. As soon as Logan's... Heck, let's say he does win it, okay, for argument's sake. We know JJ is going to turn around and be like, rematch, let's go.
Yeah. Because At that point, I don't think
Logan has a fucking chance.
But he did say though that after Logan himself fights JJ, his brother wanted to fight JJ too.
That's not gonna happen. I mean, that'll probably happen after the rematch, I reckon, definitely.
I'd be pumped to see that. I mean, that seems more like a realistic, like a more even match.
Yeah, maybe we'll.
And
see.
At that point, I think KSI would win.
Mm. I think JJ to win. In the later rounds, I'd say after like round 4 or 5, then they start kind of
You've got to have cardio.
Yeah, exactly. I think like round 7, round 8.
Being the bigger person though, more muscle, you got to feed more energy into yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to
tire way more. Okay, so what about Deji or Jake?
Jake's going to finish him 4th round. Jake's going to fucking finish
as much as I don't want that to happen, I feel like, you know, Jake's going to take it. But you know what though, it'll be a decent fight. I mean,
I don't think it will. I think it's gonna be fucking manslaughter.
Nah,
I'm being dead serious.
I think Deji's gonna give him something. Deji's got it in him. Cause he, like Vidal said, man, you gotta trust in Vidal's words, man. Like, he knows what he's on about, and he's saying, you know what,
I trust Vidal. But at the same time, like, remember, like, Vidal's not training Deji. That's where I think, like, everything's gonna fuck. Cause yeah, Vidal's saying that, and he trained him for a little bit. We both know that he trained him for a little bit. But then, like, he got a new trainer.
Yeah.
And you know, his trainer's not Vidal.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we don't know what's going to happen now. And I just think that...
I mean, okay. All right, fair enough. And like, this is like the main one, I mean. Well, for me anyways.
Go on.
Jay and Ali. Who do you think is going to win? Jay is going to freaking cream Ali. There's no two ways about that.
Well, I think this is how it's going to be at first. Oh. I think Ali is going to go in first and second round. So maybe heck even...
He's going to go in confident, I think.
Up to it, no. Like, he's going to go in with the punches. He's going to go in with that solid jab.
I think Jay's going to surprise us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because what I think, though, I think Ali's going to wear him down in the first...
No, Jay's going to...
No, in the way where he wears him down and Jay's kind of like, oh shit, all right, it's like that then.
Yeah.
Kind of building him up.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, so, you know, after, like, Jay's been on the ropes and stuff like that, then, you know, Jay kind of comes back swinging. If you know what I mean.
Yep.
Literally, we'll see about that. Yeah, but he will definitely come back. And that will be, I reckon, rounds 4 to 6, if it gets to that, will be very interesting for that fight. As my prediction, I'd probably have to go Jake round 7? Round 7.
J. Okay.
TGF, bro.
Okay, man. Okay.
Round 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
J. Round 6.
Round 6. I'll go.
Nah,
round
man.
Six.
I'm saying J. Round 4. Round 4, man.
See, he got very like.
He's got heavy punches, man. You know, have you seen those mad bison legs?
I have. He's not as big as.
Your power comes from the ground, man. Your power comes.
He's not
from
as big
ground.
As Ali. Ali.
You don't
big.
Need to be. No, the thing is though, I feel like Jay's more compact. He's more of a machine.
I get what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Thing with Ali, you know, I don't feel like his legs are synchronized with his arms and his core. I don't, like, he's not, you know, the complete package, if you know what I mean.
I think he is, but I think it'll be close, but
I think Jay's got this.
Jay will, yeah, he'll take it. He'll take
anyways,
it. Yeah.
End of the podcast now, so yeah.
Fuck me, yeah.
Speed well, me, AJ and...
Sheriff, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, don't forget the fight is on August 25th.
That's when.
Yeah.
Words, we'll see if words
yeah,
are.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see about the rematch. We'll see everything. But I hope you guys have enjoyed listening yep. to this as much as we've enjoyed talking about this, because it's
100%,
been 100%. A hell of a damn kind of podcast, or for a first podcast for us, you know what I mean? But anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Okay, thank you. Bye.